President, allow me at the outset to congratulate you on your election as the President of the 9th Review Conference of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. I assure you the support of my delegation and our confidence in your able stewardship guiding our work through the conference. My delegation associates itself with a statement delivered by the delegation of Azerbaijan on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. Egypt was among the leading nations that realized at a very early stage the devastating impact as well as the threat posed to humanity by all categories of weapons of mass destruction. This is manifested through being one of the founders and among the first to ratify the 1925 Geneva Protocol, as well as its contribution to the negotiations and the among the first signatories to the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention in 1972. The BWC is a pivotal instrument addressing the threat of biological and toxin weapons and serves as the foundation for disarmament of such weapons. Egypt has been in the lead calling for the world free of all weapons of mass destruction, including all its categories, and has been manifested through the contribution to all the negotiations that led to the conclusion of the legal instruments addressing these threats. In this regard, Egypt took the lead forward, fostering its commitment to such legal instruments addressing those risks as a confidence-building measure for peace and stability at the strategic regional level in the Middle East, with a view that such steps should inspire and lead other states in the region to act accordingly and reciprocate with similar measures. Unfortunately, this did not materialize in reality, where the Middle East remains suffering from extreme imbalance among the states of the region with regard to their commitments to legal regime addressing the threat of the WMDs. Mr. President, achieving Middle East that is free from all weapons of mass destruction is a cause that Egypt has been relentlessly aiming to attain. This started since 1974 with the annual resolution tabled at the UN General Assembly calling for establishing of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East, following by an initiative that would widen scope in 1990 to establish a WMD-free zone in the region. In 2018, Egypt, along with other states members of the Arab League, achieved a major step forward towards achieving the WMD-free zone in the Middle East through the adoption of United Nations General Assembly Decision 546/73. This decision entrusted the UN United Nations Secretary General to convene a conference for all states of the region, as well as the three co-sponsors of the resolution on the Middle East adopted by the 1995 Review and Extension Conference of the MPT, working on the basis of a consensus and the arrangements freely arrived at by the states of the region, with the request to the IAEA, OPCW, and the BWC Implementation Support Unit to prepare the necessary documents for the conference. As the work of the conference proceeded successfully towards its fourth session, with an evolving substantive discussion on different aspects related to the establishment of the zone, Egypt stresses the need of the important and active participation of the BWC Implementation Support Unit in the upcoming sessions of the conference. Mr. President, Egypt welcomes all efforts to promote the universality of the BWC. Such efforts should be guided towards non-signatory states who have yet to display the basic political will to be part of a convention that seeks to prohibit an abhorrent category of weapons. Egypt supports the call to promote international cooperation, assistance, and exchange in the field of biological sciences and technology for peaceful purposes in accordance with Article 10 of the Convention. We encourage the consideration of specific mechanisms or other approaches that would enable greater international cooperation and assistance in the implementation of Article 10. Furthermore, in light of the challenges and the risks posed by the rapid advances and developments in the field of biological science, it will be pertinent for the review conference to consider measures that could further strengthen the effectiveness of the implementation of the convention. In conclusion, as a state signatory to the BTWC, Egypt continues to exhibit solid interest in participating constructively in all meetings of the convention. This interest emanates from the profound belief in And the contribution of the BWC as a legally binding tool addressing one of the critical WMD categories. In this context, we look forward to a successful review conference that should strengthen the effective implementation of the convention. Thank you, Mr. President.